Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You're welcome to a new week and you're welcome to today's Bible study class. And then we're going to continue with our study on the book of Luke from Luke chapter 12. And I pray that the Lord will teach us his word. And as we listen to these words, I pray that the Lord will give us strength, grace to put them to practice. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Yeah, Luke chapter 12, beware of hypocrisy. I'm very sure you've heard of this sermon 1,000 times, if not more. Don't pretend. Don't act who you are not. It is very bad. Don't you even feel bad to see that the kind of person you portray in church, in fellowship, is totally different from the kind of person you were. It's so bad that when I was in university, there were guys who were really spiritual. I mean, we thought they were very good, very spiritual. And then all of a sudden, we just hear that they impregnate one sister in the fellowship. And then all of a sudden, we found out that they've been, you know, sleeping around with sisters. Aren't you ashamed? Aren't you scared? Have you gotten that comfortable with sin? So much so that we can do all of these things in our private places. And then when we come to our public places, we appear as angels. You are more or less like the Pharisees. You know what? Trust God. Pray. Give me the grace, Lord, never to be a hypocrite. Hypocrisy is terrible. It's bad. You know, the Bible says in verse 2, "For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known." So you can't keep that attitude for long. I know it's so easy to watch, you know, illicit movies, you know, pornography. Easy to do all of these things in the private. But you see, the more you keep doing all of these things, at the end of the day, you'll be caught. It will be made known. There is, it's so easy for you to have, you know, immoral acts with young ladies, with young men. Some of you are very good at seducing men. Whenever a brother comes to visit you in the hostel, that is when you go and look for those shorts, very short knickers. I'm not saying because a brother is coming now, you should not dress. But then you know that that dress is not decent. And then you wear one tiny vest. And then you sit beside the brother and decide to put a long movie. See, because you are entertaining the brother. And then before you know it, you enter into trouble. You see, ensure and trust God to maintain a good and, you know, a reputable life, both outside, both in the public and in the private. God hates hypocrites. It is wrong to be. It is better. You know what Revelation says? It is better to be with the devil. So we know you are with the devil, and then we can be praying for you. But how do we know you have a problem? When on TCN page, you are a pastor. Outside TCN page, you are a demon. You know, I pray that the Lord will help us to consider our ways in Jesus' name. Amen. And then after that, from verse 4 to verse 7, you know, Jesus talks about the fear of God. And that's exactly what we just said. If you truly fear God, you will not live a different life in the public while you live a different life in the private. Fear God. That is actually the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. May God help us. Verse 8 downward also talks about the fact that you should confess God before men. This is very important. You're watching, you're listening to a sermon in your class. You're listening to a Bible message, a message from a pastor. And then your friend comes around and you quickly reduce the volume. You don't want them to think you're a child of God. You don't want them to know that you're a pastor. You don't want them to know that you stand for Christ. You are ashamed of Jesus. You know what Jesus says? If you are ashamed of me on earth, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. Well, the encouragement is do not be ashamed of Jesus Christ. I mean, confess Christ everywhere you go, in with words, with your action. Let people look at you and say, this person can never be anything, you know, less than being a Christian. You know, confess Jesus, both in the public and in the private. And then we see the parable of the rich fool. This guy was rich, but he was a fool. I mean, he had the money. The Bible calls him a rich fool. So the crowd said to Jesus, teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. But he said to him, man, who has made me a judge or an arbitrator over you? And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of things that it possesses. You know, I was poor. I've been poor. I know what poverty means. I mean, even when I was young, I was like maybe between seven and ten. We would be able to prepare solid food in my country, in Nigeria. We call it eba. But there won't be soup. So I will have to walk miles away from my house to my mommy's, you know, friends, my mommy's friend to get okra. Then bring the okra home to eat. It was that bad. I've tasted poverty. And to the glory of God, I have moved away from that position. And I found out that, you see, what we actually need, they are just basics. Clothing, shelter, and food. If you have those three things, I think we are all rich. Yeah, every other thing, they are all excesses. So stop living your life like you want to acquire the world. You know what I think? I personally believe that if you want to be a billionaire, apart from the fact that you have to be money wise, you have to know how to plan your funds. Apart from that, I think if you seek first the kingdom of God truly, every of these things will be added unto you. So keep your gaze at Jesus Christ. Don't focus on laying up treasures for yourself on earth. At the end of the day, have you ever thought about the fact that if you built a land, you know, 10 years ago, and that land grows and becomes so mighty. I mean, a land you bought maybe 1 million naira in Nigeria currency, and then after 10 years, it becomes 50 million. If you take the money and then buy another land, a bigger land, you are just buying land. You are not literally using the land. Even if you built a house on it, you cannot live in 10 houses. You're just going to live in one. At the end of the day, this is where I'm going. By the time you grow old and die, how I wish we can take all of these possessions with us to heaven. Unfortunately, it is not possible. So why are you holding on to those things like your life depends on it? I usually tell my wife that the greatest investment you can do in life is to invest in someone's life. Greatest investment is not land. It's not real estate. I personally strongly believe that the best thing you can do for any man is to help him. The best investment you can do is to invest in a man. If you invest in a man, that man will multiply that blessing. He will raise others. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, you have blessed a soul. So what I'm saying is, don't be conscious of laying up treasures for yourself on earth. Be more conscious of the fact that you want to lay treasures for yourself in heaven. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you should not buy land, you should not do all of these things, but don't be too conscious of it. Don't be conscious of it. Don't be so greedy. Don't be covetous. You know, if you have a small car and your friend has a big car, just celebrate. If you have a small laptop, your friend has a bigger laptop, as long as both of you can work on MS Word, it's fine. It's fine. Appreciate the little things that you have. Don't be like the rich fool. I pray the Lord God Almighty will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So we all know what the rich man did. He felt he had everything. He wanted to break his band and then build another. That is what money does to us. Money is like alcohol. When you are drunk, when you have money too much, you begin to misbehave. You begin to act anyhow. You begin to talk down on people. You know, the reason why some of you have not gotten the miracle you are trusting God for is because that miracle is what will probably kill you. This is why God has said to withhold that blessing for now and then help you to build character so that you'll be able to manage that miracle. You know, this guy could not manage the miracle anymore. He went haywire. He went overboard. He wanted to destroy that place and build another. And that night, his soul was required of him. And then we go straight to one of the most interesting portions of the Bible for me, but also the most difficult. Worrying. Do we really not worry? You know, as you're listening to this podcast, there is a possibility that you're currently worrying about what is going to happen today. You're worrying about how you're going to write your exam. You know, this sounds so simple, but yet difficult. The fact that God says, whatever you need, I will supply. Stop worrying about it. I mean, it's a big test. It's a big one. But you know what? God is faithful. He is never a man that he should lie. So if he says he's going to do it, he definitely will do it. He is God. He is forever God. He has never lied. When he promises you that he's going to do something, he will definitely do it. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will help us in Jesus' name. Please, let me read verse 33. He says, sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourself money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heaven that does not fail, where no thieves approaches, no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, your heart will also be. How do you lay up treasures in heaven? The best way, the easiest way, is to support the person beside you. Because God says by himself, he said this, Jesus says that if you can do this to your neighbor, you have done it to me. What are you doing to help your roommate? What are you doing to help that person beside you? You can also give to church. That's another thing, another way to, you know, expand God's kingdom. You can plan your giving. There should be an amount that should be going to missions. There should be an amount that should be going to offering. You know, all the commitment, all the financial commitments in the church. Just go ahead and do it. Apart from that, what me I am centered on now is your roommate that is in need. That friend that is in need. Not just money. That needs your time. That needs your word of encouragement. Give it out. Because by so doing, you'll be laying up treasures for yourself in heaven. Hallelujah. Now I have to be very honest with you. As soon as I saw verse 35, this is the first time I'm looking at verse 35 in many, many months. But something happened this morning. That was yesterday morning in church. I was praying and the Holy Spirit gave me the scripture for the month. For the month of August. And while I was doing the podcast, this podcast, I didn't know we were going to even do Luke chapter 12. The funny thing is that while I was looking at Luke chapter 12 yesterday, I saw Luke chapter 12 verse 35. And I was hearing, okay, I won't say the thing for the month, I'll wait till August. But this is amazing. It's amazing to see that we're actually on Luke 35. What a coincidence. The way God has been working with us in TCN is amazing. So Luke 12, 35 is actually the first scripture verse that we're going to be memorizing in the first week. That's next week, Monday. The scripture for the week, you know. So I want you to try as much as possible to memorize that scripture. Oh my God, let your waist be guarded and let your lamps burn. Keep the lamps burning. Can I read it in another version? NLT says, be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning. Be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning. Don't relent. Don't be tired. That's the instruction of God to us, TCN members. And what God has been doing with me is that every time he gives me the theme of the month, he confirms it in several places. The one for last month, a church that I least expect would give that kind of theme, gave exactly the same theme that I gave for last month. So God has confirmed this again. We are currently on Luke 12. And I didn't even know. I had even forgotten where we stopped, you know. And then I found out that Luke 12, 35 is exactly what the Lord has given to us earlier. That was yesterday morning in church. And then today, we're doing Luke 12, 35. So be ready for service. Be dressed for service. Keep your lamps burning. And that's everything about the story of the faithful servant and the evil servant. Guys, keep your lamps burning. Keep your lamps burning. Keep praying. Don't relent. Don't be tired. It is not easy. It is sometimes boring. You listen to Bro Emmanuel's voice in the morning. You will listen to his voice again in the evening. Early morning podcast. Early morning prayers. Night psalm prayers. And then prayer and prayer and prayer. Sometimes it gets so tiring. But please keep your lamps burning. Even the disciples got tired of Jesus Christ. Jesus took them up. Let's go and pray. They were sleeping. Can you get up from your sleep? Get dressed for service. Keep your lamps burning. Okay, so finally, that from verse 49 to verse 53 that says Christ brings division. The division is simple. Yeah, it's actually a proper division. Because if you truly want to follow Jesus, you will definitely have problems with even your parents, your brothers. They will tell you to do things that are against God's will. And then you will say no. That's the division that that place is talking about. And then finally, make peace to your adversary. Pray for your enemies. May God help us. May God keep us in Jesus' name. Thank you very much for joining today's podcast. I love you. I celebrate you. God, I hope you've learned so much today. And I want to do a shout out, especially to Oluwatosin. God bless you for doing a good job You know, sometimes when you put it back on the page, I'm like, did we see all of this? Amazing. So thank you. God bless you. I celebrate you all. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of the week. Bye for now.